Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I
What's
mean,
going on, bro?
what's
Yeah,
up, Cliff?
so yeah, basically I wanted to just talk about, you know, this for our family, what we was going on right now. And yeah, so you know, I just been discussing a lot of stuff, you know, with my peers and friends and other things. And yeah, you know, basically for starters, I just want to say, like, if you have a family member with any type of illness, you know what I'm saying, you should not attack that person in any by any means, even if those people become resentful or vengeful towards you, just because you don't know what that person is going through. So, you know, if you're gonna do that kind of stuff, you know, just really think about what you're doing. You know what I mean? And just take that into consideration. When you know when it comes to your fam, you know. And also too, like, that goes into my next topic of just, you know, diverting energy, you know what I'm saying? And it just seems like it's a lot of that going on, you know, people diverting, you know. And you know, just like, well, it's this person's fault or it's that person's fault, and nobody's really wanting to take responsibility. And when you have that in family, you know, it just caused a lot of conflict. And, you know, Ray, I know you just spoke on your situation on episode one. I know Ez probably has his as well. I know I have mine, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's really if we take a look at things with the family situation in 2015, we will see that it's at the worst that it's ever been. And you know, we have to take a look at what has got us to that point. You know, and you know, the whole concept of just, you know, just people, you know, putting material things over their family, you know, the status quo, trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, a false interpretation. And you know, you have all these fraud things going on for all these years, and finally, you know, it's too much. It can't hold no more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a lot. Also too, to you guys that wanted to try to sabotage me, I always want to say, you know, shame on you. Shame on you. To any one of you guys that wanted to try to sabotage me and take me out, shame on you. You should want that better for your family. You should never want to see your family doing worse than you. You should always want to see them doing better, because you never know what position you may be in and you may have to lean on that family member. Shame on you. I just want to say that. I'm not gonna go too hard on that. But I really could go hard if I wanted to, but I'm gonna leave it
You
alone.
should,
You know what I'm
man.
saying? Because, you know, it's stupid. I mean, it just doesn't make sense how family members how will want to do that kind of stuff. And you know, I've had it happen to me personally. People, it's not a good feeling. It makes you want to, you know, tear some ass up. You know what I'm saying? Getting people's ass. You know, turning to the Incredible Hulk. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it's real deal Holyfield, but you know, like I said, I'm gonna let that shit slide. And just, you know, for you people out there that's trying to do that, you know what I'm saying, think about that. Think about what you're doing. Also too, not to take up all time, because I want to let Ebbs talk, I want to let Ray talk, but also as well, for you people that's waiting for people to die to gain resources, shame on you. Shame on
Ooh,
y'all. You
yeah, I
know
hate
what I'm saying? Shame
that.
on all y'all. And for you
Yeah,
dudes that's
Ronnie
talking
Bell
this
in the
stuff,
trouble,
I'm gonna wait till my parents die so I can take the house. Shame on you. Where's your ambition? Where's your motivation? You know what I'm saying? Where's your enthusiasm? You know what I'm saying? You know, where's your drive? You know what I'm saying? This is the kind of shit that breeds the stuff that's going on today. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's scrapping and scrambling for resources, you know, like fucking pigs in a pigsty, chickens in a fucking hen coop, you know what I'm saying? Just
Yeah.
pecking a fucking way. And it's disgusting, man, and it needs to stop, man. And it never should have been that way. It should have been people working together towards a common goal, putting learning how to put family in context and learning how to put business in context as well. You know what I'm saying? But now look what's going on. And it's really sad. And for if you're a fool to think that anybody's blind to it and cannot see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say shame on y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not gonna go too hard, but shame on y'all. Y'all know who y'all are, y'all know what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just a vicious cycle. And you know, and then, you know, it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. You know, it just leads to nothing but dysfunction. People end up going crazy. And that's why we have so many people in our community with mental issues, and we're all fucked up in the head. You know what I'm saying? So some guys, you know, we just gotta, you know, this is what Wolf Pie TV is all about. You know, and lastly, I just want to talk about in-laws. you know, for you good folks that's married, you know what I'm saying, and the in-laws, hey, you guys stay out of these people's relationships. You are going to ruin their lives. You're going to ruin their lives, okay? You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna have an adverse effect down here, you know what I'm saying, especially if there's children involved. Please stop that shit. Please, just let people be people and let people be responsible for their decisions. If they need your help, they will reach out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
that's
please,
a big thing with family. Like, they just always want to put in their input.
Yeah, and you know what, Els, I'm going to let you go and take over from here, man. That's all I really wanted to say. So I'm going to let, you know, Wolf Nation, Els taking over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you hit it, like, you know, on the head. I mean, the problem with family is they feel like they have this sense of entitlement to everything that you do, and especially like what you were talking about with the in-laws, how they always insert themselves in these relationships because they feel like, you know, that's their child or whatever and they need to be involved. But really, it's, you know, they're adults and they need to be able to do their own thing. And family always, you know, fucks up the relationships because they feel like it should be a certain way, but it's not that certain way. And if it's not that certain way, then they get upset and they try to get in, you know, the guy or the girl's head, whoever their child is, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it really messes up the family as a whole, especially if they have, like, children or whatever, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with it personally myself, and it's not a good feeling, man. And, you know, like, you know, it just seems like a lot of sabotage and just a lot of people trying to live their dreams through other people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not really living in
true
reality. And black families, man, we gotta stop being so damn controlling, man. Like it's so much control, like, but you can't have any growth. You can't have any growth in a controlling environment, you know. So, you know, it's getting hectic out here.
Yeah, family is just, I don't know, it's a touchy subject because some families, you know, they're not dysfunctional, but then there's many families that are, and it's just, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just an anomaly.
We were just talking about this. Yeah, we were just talking about this the other day. Man, once you explain, do you feel like, in your honest opinion, do you feel like your family is fraud? I know we had a couple of instances with your family as well that you had to make friends with, man. Want to share those or?
Mike, are you talking about the, like, lessons that I've learned from growing up in that family?
Yeah. Dealing with our family members, you know, what you learned from it and how did you, are you still close with it to today, or?
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, I grew up shitty, you know. I mean, I was always a loner. I was, you know, kind of just put in the corner and just, you know, just left alone, and I was kind of shunned, like, growing up because my mother, you know, married my stepfather and yada, yada, yada. And long story short, I was basically the black sheep of the family and left to fend for myself. But I'm so glad that happened because it's made me such a better person. And it's made me, like, 10 times stronger. And not even just stronger, but it's made me so much more enlightened because I see most things that people don't get to really see. I kind of look at things for what they are and, you know, the root of the problems and, like, stuff that they used to do doesn't really wrong with them, and it's not a reflection on who I am as a person. And some of these dysfunctional families are actually helping you. I know it may not, you know, look like that, but it helped me a lot because I'm a lot stronger. And, you, like I said, I have my own apartment, and I'm only, you know, I'm 21, and I'm doing my own thing. Like, I don't need anyone else to help me. It's because, you know, I was put in that corner, and I was, like, you know, forgotten about, and I was just told to, like, do my own thing and not really cared for. And because of that, I'm such an independent, strong person. And, you know, I think that sometimes people should be more grateful for having dysfunctional families because they really create you into the person that you are today. And, you know, that person is a strong, strong-willed person that can go through anything, really. Cause, and I know that from, you know, my personal experience, so.
Right.
Wolf Nation, that's why we're doing this show, Wolf Nation, because we're bringing all the black sheep, all the misfits, all the outcasts, all, you know, everything, all, you know, the outsiders, man. We really bringing this together, and, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, Ev's testimony, you know what I mean? And I definitely agree with him. It really does build your character, and it really puts you to the test in life to see what your limits truly are. You know, how far
you
can take it.
Yeah, it makes you such a better person, man.
You know, the underdog.
Yeah, dude, I'm so glad that it happened to me because I feel like it's a blessing because I'm such a good person just because of it. You know, I don't have any ill content or ill will to anybody because I know what that feels like. I never want to leave anybody behind because I know what that feels like. you know, I never want to, you know, fuck someone over because I know what that feels like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it just made me such a genuine person because I was done so wrong, and I just feel like it's just such a blessing. I mean, it wasn't easy going through it, but I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Um, yeah, I'm glad, um, I'm glad that I appreciate you coming through, man. I said that testimony, what it meant, you know, and not being, you know, I didn't really look at the situation like that. Um, you know, I just looked at all the pain and, you know what I'm saying, I just felt like I just saw that shit how I feel, man, you know. Yeah, with extended family, it's just with family in general, I'm
just distant just because family is to me isn't really family. Family is just still people. You know, they're still human beings. They're still, you know, they're just like you. It's just titled, like, you know, your aunt or your uncle. That's just the title that they have, but they're still their individual person. So I don't feel like just because your family automatically, you know, makes you close or whatever, or you have to talk to them every day. Really, it's what makes you family is that relationship. Like, I have more friends that are family to me than my actual family. You know what I mean? So when it comes to, like, extended relatives, you know, I see them when I see them, but it's not like I'm attached to them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, a high and by.
Yeah, I know for me, you know, I grew up very close to my extended family. It seems as time progressed, though, extended family is not as close as it used to be. You know, I'm not really sure what attests to that. But, you know, like I said, you know, these situations of money, you know, and just trying to keep up appearances and other things, man. You know, it takes its toll, man. And you know, for the guys like us, you know, we really feel the brunt of it the most. You know, so you know, because I mean, if everybody's already you're already being neglected or whatever, or you know,
right.
Look, you know, everybody's looking down at what you're trying to do,
yeah.
And they arguing over you know what's there. You know what I'm saying? You know, trying to you know fight over the scraps or whatever. You know, so it's.
Yeah,
it's really dog eat dog out here, man, and that's why I agree with you 100% about you know that happening because you know it shows you that and it lets you know like you know you really got to be on your shit, you know, and you know like you said test your limits, you know, and know what you can do on your own.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Just put you through the ringer. Yeah, just put you through the ringer, man. It's just testing you to get you to. You know, face on bigger threats. And me and Ray were talking about this the other day. Actually, there's a picture that goes around. I've seen it on Instagram. It might be on Facebook too. But it's of these two wolves, and one's an adult wolf, and then one's like a cub, I guess you could say. And they both have like super like a lot of arrows on their backs, and they're all bloody and stuff. And of course, the little you know puppy cub wolf or whatever, he's like you know all hurt and injured and can't get up. Looks like he can't walk. But the you know the adult wolf is like you know. Don't worry about it, man. I got so much arrows in my back. Like, you'll get through it. Like, you know, it's making you a better person, basically. And that really sticks with me because that's really, like, the testimony of, like, so many people. And I don't know. It's just, it's dope, man. I like it. I'm glad I have a fucked up family is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think there's no perfect situation. But, you know, we're going to call it how we see it on here. Ray, my bad. I'm not trying to cut you off, dog. Go ahead.
You're good. I was just going to say, man, on the other side of that, man, I mean, you know, a lot of that shit could have been avoided if they just would have been doing, you know, what they were supposed to be doing instead of doing what they needed to do or wanted to do with the whole control issue and stuff like that. Because I know for a fact, you know, what they asked that, you know, some of you, you know, I used to come to your house and, you know, a lot of friends would control y'all and, you know, tell y'all what to do. And I know that's a big problem for all three of us.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? The control shit. Just you know, just by little shit. You know,
yeah.
Just how it just makes a big impact on you know what I'm saying, on your life and your actions, man, as a person. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of bullshit that goes into that, man. And then we try to reach out to the extended family, but they don't listen. They don't wanna, you know, get involved. Some of them do, you know, some of them play dumb, like they don't see what's going on. Others just don't want to get involved, or others are really trying to help because they're just like, you know, well, my hands are tied. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, in my opinion, it's just fine all around the board. And I'm trying to stay away from everybody. You know, don't hit me up when you want a family reunion or something like that. Don't even look for me.
That's why, you know.
I know that.
And that's. And that's why it's good to love people from a distance, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because, you know, it makes people more responsible for their situations, and it makes people more self-reliant and self-sufficient. And if you're going to have these kind of issues going on and kind of greed and selfishness and things of that,
yeah,
you have to have it that way, because otherwise you're going to have nothing but dysfunction, arguing, and chaos. You know what I'm saying? So,
and don't have any expectations,
I mean,
when it comes to your family either. You shouldn't have high expectations either, because you'll just set yourself up for failure every time.
I think you have to have realistic expectations. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That you have to understand that people are people, and you know that everybody's not going to see eye to eye, and people, you know, they have their choice, you know what I'm saying, of what they want to do. You know, we may not agree with it. You know, there might be some things that I disagree with that my family member they may not feel the same way. So, but I mean, like, you know, that's what communication's for. And, you know, as well, like I said, just loving from a distance, because, you know, people want to have their own lives, and that's what this is really all about, you know, and this fantasy, you know. And so, like, you know, if you're going to do it like that, you really got to, it's just like, you got to love people from a distance, man.
Yeah, that's what I do. And you never get hurt that way either. You'll never get stabbed in the back. You'll never get, you know, run over or anything.
And you keep the level of appreciation. People are glad to see you when they see you, you know.
Exactly.
And
everything's cordial,
because
mutual.
They don't see you that often. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they still gonna, you know, they should. Now, if it's beef, you know, there's certain family members you might have a personal beef with or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but for the most part, everybody else should be pretty cool. But yeah, you know. And that favoritism stuff too, man. Like, you know, that's a big deal too, man. And let me tell you something,
man.
That shit breeds nothing but negativity.
Jealousy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can all say that I can speak for everybody here that they have been victims of favoritism, you know. And it's just sad, man. And you know, I mean, like, you know, it just carries over, and, you know, I guess everybody does have their favorites, but I'm just going to say there is consequences for that shit, and it does carry over. And, you know, I mean, you know, I feel as a parent, you should be aware of that and understand that your kids are going to be aware of that concept, you know, and they're going to see that. And, you know, that, you know, just expect that if you show favoritism, you know, your other children will rebel. You know, ask King David, he'll tell you about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Time of 2015, where all errors are being revealed, all things are being revealed, you know what I'm saying, and that fraud shit is just going to be exposed. So this stuff is going to be talked about, people. Just understand, you know, we're not just pulling this out the side of our neck or out of the bottom of our ass. Like, this is real shit, and this is what's going on, and everything's being exposed, and y'all know it because y'all feel it in your lives and in your conscience. And that's why Wolfpack TV is taking off and going to the next episode. And you people need to know this is real, and that this favoritism stuff is just got to stop. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, you got to really plan for what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're going to breed, you know what I'm saying, breed properly. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're going to play favorites, you know what I'm saying, just understand that there will be rebellion and there will be resentment. You know what I'm saying? This it comes with, everything has a price. Everything comes with its price. So, you know, it's just it's sad, bro, and it really, you know, it's tough, man, because this stuff shapes people's lives, man, and the direction
it does,
that they go, man.
Yeah, and there's no escaping it either.
No, it's really no escaping.
Not at all, man. So, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
And Wolf Nation, you know, we've been doing this Hollywood Havoc series for the whole month of October now, and we've been getting in y'all ass, and I know y'all been wanting to know when we're going to stop, when we're going to quit. Well, you know, this is the finale here, but I just want to say this. We talked about everything here that needs to be talked about on this fraud shit. You niggas can always go reference this shit, listen to shit, and y'all know when y'all on that bullshit, we didn't got in y'all ass. So if we not fucking with you, then you know why. And if you don't know why, you can come back and listen to Hollywood Havoc. That's all I want to say.
That's simple, people. Wolf Nation. I mean, this is real life situations that we're dealing with. This is what we're talking about. We want to see destruction and obliteration. You know, and that's what it is, guys. This is the season finale, and I just want to say, all you guys that's going out there, trick or treat, please be safe, kids. Watch yourselves out there. You know, it's a lot of crazy people this weekend. So, you know, until next week, guys. I mean, you know, that's what it is. Happy Halloween. We treat y'all. We're gonna give y'all this raw shit like we are, like we've been doing. So, you know, just be careful out there, guys. Make sure y'all call for a cab. Don't drive. Don't break your job. Don't do no crash dummy shit out there, man.
Yeah, the police will be out there to arrest your black ass. So keep, yeah, just be safe, you know what I'm saying, and watch your back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys. So, Ed, I just want to say, bro, appreciate you coming on the show again.
Thanks for having me. Once again.
Look out for Ed coming through again to bless us some more with his famous speeches on Wolfpack TV coming soon. Guys, we're going to go immediately next week and still start up the Wednesdays. We're going to talk about sports, and then we're going to come out, and then we'll talk about our own stuff that's going on. We're supposed to have a few guests coming next month, so I'm looking forward to that. So, you know, if there's anything else we have, if we don't have anything else, then, you know, anything else in this?
Yeah, let me say just one more thing about family and dysfunction. Just keep in mind, people, not to certainly blame your family members for, you know, what they do, their behavior. Not to say not to hold them accountable for what they do, but just always understand that they have issues too, and they probably didn't have proper parenting and all that other stuff. So, but that's it.
Cool. Well,
survey says
NWO.
We'll be right back.